DNC crisis, major Hollywood Democrats to hold fundraiser for Republican Senator Susan Collins. By Paul Bois on August 21, 2025. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, Army, will get the Hollywood treatment at a fundraiser next month with several prominent entertainment industry Democrats. Susan Collins faces a tough re-election battle in a vulnerable seat Democrats will be fighting hard to win in the 2026 midterm. So the senator's decision to court liberals indicate that elements of the party fear a hard-left candidate of the Zoran Mamdani variety winning her seat. The fundraiser will be held at the home of Sherry Lansing, a former Paramount Pictures chairwoman and prominent liberal donor, according to three people with knowledge of the fundraiser, reported the New York Times. Ms. Lansing's home in the Bel Air neighborhood is a mainstay on the philanthropy and Democratic fundraising circuit, hosting the likes of Lieutenant Governor Lainey Kounalakis of California on her patio, which opens to sweeping views of Los Angeles. Ms. Lansing is set to co-host the event with Casey Wasserman, the sports and entertainment mogul and chairman of the Los Angeles Olympics Organizing Committee, which is handling logistics for the Summer Games in 2028, The Times added. Mr. Wasserman is a longtime Democratic giver as well, but he has taken steps to ingratiate himself with the right as of late, giving Olympic medals to President Trump at the White House this month and donating to some Republicans during this election cycle. Tickets to the reception range from $3,500 to $10,000. While Susan Collins has made efforts to separate herself from President Trump, she has not positioned herself as a stalwart anti-Trump Republican in his second term. She also supported Tulsi Gabbard when tapped her for Director of National Intelligence. After extensive consideration of her nomination, I will support Tulsi Gabbard to be the Director of National Intelligence, Collins said in a statement at the time. As one of the principal authors of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act of 2004 that established this coordinating position, I understand the critical role the DNI plays in the intelligence community. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplem, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.